podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
All right, you've had an experience like this before. It's been well documented and I thought, oh God, I'm having a Tom on the weekend.
Lucky you.
Oh, lucky me. So, I've sort of made a new friend.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, which is new for me. And me and her, or her and I, are Real Housewives fans.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the only other person in my life that is a real fan of Real Housewives is my mum, who I can't watch it with because she lives in Werribee. One of my besties, Tanya, who stockpiles them up for when she goes to overseas and watches them all on the plane.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh. And then there was a reunion for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And this is going to be a big one, right? It's
okay.
A three-part reunion.
Yeah.
But parts one and two have come out.
Yeah.
And so my new friend suggested, let's watch them together.
How long's an episode? Like
an hour.
So it's like an hour and then have a break and then another
and then
hour.
An hour.
Yeah,
right?
Cool.
So I was like, oh, amazing. She's like, I'll come to your, she's got kids. She's like, I'll come to your house. I'm like,
oh,
perfect.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I made a little charcuterie board.
That would have barely stressed you out at all.
I cleaned for 7 hours straight.
Yeah.
I vacuumed the air in my house.
Sleep that afternoon because you were cleaning.
Yeah,
and then by the time she got there, you were like flustered.
Yeah. Anyway, and then we had champagnes and then great.
Cute.
And then I did specifically say to Jimmy, hey, don't let Wombi in first. Just let her settle in and then Wombi can come in or whatever.
Okay.
But then he got excited and so Wombi came in and then we were just chatting. Because you know when someone hasn't been in your house before and you're just chatting and Jimmy's chatting to her and everything. And then we realised that that Wombi has grabbed a full smoked cheddar off the charcuterie board. And he's...
Wombi.
Far out.
Like some sort of child's
face.
Remember that time he scratched Wombi's face? Wombi scratched Indy's face.
Yes.
Sorry, is what I'm
trying
to say. I
know. It was quite traumatic. I know that it brings up a lot of feelings for you. And so Jimmy had to like hook it out of his mouth, this smoked cheddar. And I was like, I barely told you. You know when someone's new and you can't yell at your partner because they don't know?
Oh, yeah. Don't
and you're like, honey, I told you not to bring Wombi in. Like, you are so lucky.
Yeah.
This is not one of my core people yet because I would have absolutely yelled your ass off.
Yeah.
Right.
Chewed you out like a piece of smoked cheddar.
Right.
A red
and
healer.
So anyway, then we sit down or whatever, chatting. It was a fabulous time. And
great.
I'm like, all right, now's time to chuck it on.
Yeah.
And it's on Hey You. Right? Yeah. And see, notoriously, it was at that moment that I remembered that Ocean Grove has not great internet. And our house has not great internet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it'll be fine. Just don't mention anything. It'll be fine. And then I turned it on and then it started.
Cool.
And I was like, great, it's working. And then Jimmy and I have this thing where it's pause for comment. So if you want to make a little comment, that's fine. But if you want to like make a bigger comment, you've got to pause the show, make the comment, have the discussion.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
No, we do pause for comment. It's great.
It's
because
terrible.
Then someone wants to talk and then you don't miss content. Yeah.
Nah,
and then
right
so try it. Try it.
Right
and so
no
I,
one else
I
is doing
so
that
we paused for comment.
No one else is doing
and
that.
And then I played again.
Why don't you pause for comment on the show then?
Yeah, oh, hurtful. That one got me. This early on a Monday. Bit dangerous for you to try.
Yeah, I know.
And then it wasn't
didn't
working.
Work? Oh, no.
Wasn't working.
My God.
And it
debacle.
Was like we had both waited weeks and stayed off TikTok and tried to not get spoilers and everything so that, and this is a new friend that's come over to my house and my dog's eaten the whole cheese off the plate and then the show doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, oh no, I'm documenting all of this in my friend group. And I'm just like,
oh, I'm chatting to lots. She's like, my internet works on my phone. So.
Yeah. So we tried to tether it to her phone and it didn't work.
Did it
work? Yeah.
Like that time when I watched the grand final.
Yeah. So I said, hey, do you want to just watch it on my phone? And we both decided, nah, that's probably not ideal. So anyway, that's okay. Next time, we'll just go to her house where the kids are.
Because
that's better.
Smoother.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
This is a ridiculous argument that I was having with someone on the weekend. And so I just want to ask you, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
I don't really have a good answer for that.
You don't have a good answer. See, that surprises me because you're a man about town. You're a man that knows things. What do you think? Like, you have to choose one. So choose one.
Well, isn't it like an evolution thing? Like it gradually became a chicken. So I guess the egg.
Yes. This is the thing that everyone needs to know. Everyone always sitting there with your brains being like, I don't know, chicken, egg. Oh, chicken, egg, egg. Do you know why? Because all dinosaurs laid eggs.
Yeah.
So the egg came first.
But dinosaurs are chickens, aren't they?
Well, they're related. Once you move down, there were no chickens when there were eggs. Right?
There were eggs before there were chickens.
There were eggs before chickens. So why are we still having this argument?
Well, but is the question specifically about chicken eggs or is it about the egg as in the, like, as a thing?
Yeah.
Or the chicken, chicken egg?
Look, my understanding is that it's what came first, an egg or the chicken. If you're talking about what came first as in a chicken or a chicken egg, well, then we're going to have a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
Because I'm not quite sure. But what I do get angry about is when people are like, oh, no, chicken or egg. Egg, 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 egg. Dinosaurs laid eggs. All dinosaurs. All dinosaurs laid eggs. Eggs came first.
For millennia before chickens were here and delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need to stop having this argument between friends.
Who did you argue about that with?
No, it's not important. But what is important is that sometimes you have to say goodbye to people in your life because you get a bit angry about stuff.
About like a couple of delicious chicken breasts.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
My home is in Lara and you ever be driving and someone will be driving with you, particularly if they're behind you, and you're just like, just get out of it. Just get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're behind me and you're bothering me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, normally it's like they're in front of me and they're bothering me.
Yeah, true, so in a way.
See how we're the same but different?
We're the same but different.
Besties.
I remember that time I told you, because I sometimes go to the gym at Derrimut's in Cryo before work, and there was a guy that would go at the same time as me, and he would sit right inside my anus as I drove all the way to the gym and then we'd get out of the cars at the same time and have to walk into the gym together and I'd just be like, come on, man.
Yeah, like go around, but like there's enough lanes.
If you weren't built like sort of an apartment building, I would have words to say.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
But, and also you can't go around because Forest Road, so coming out of Lara.
Oh, okay, you go that way. Yeah,
you pop out and then you get to where the freeway just ends and then bang, you're in there, right? So it gets a little bit. Because it's one lane for that Forest Road from Six Ways all the way to Cario, it gets a little bit like, yeah, you're behind me. What are you doing? I don't like this. So coming out of my house, literally coming out of my street, bending around to get to sort of the first main road, there was all of a sudden a car behind me this morning. It was headlights. I'm like, okay, that's cool, right? And then got out and sort of on the main road, got to Six Ways, turned onto this Forest Road. And they did too. Quite often they'll be heading towards Melbourne, so they'll go off through Lara and off onto the freeway that way. But no, this one was coming up Forest Road, so I'm like, okay. And so they're behind me. Respectful distance, which is fine. So, but I'm like, oh, that's different from usual, right? Mm. And then Forest Road like goes all the way and then gets to sort of Cariah where the freeway, and I'm merging on, and this person's still there, right? And they're still behind me. And then it's like three lanes, four lanes to choose from at that point. So then we sort of spread out a little bit. I'm like, okay, you can go do your speedy thing, do your fast thing if that's what you want to do. You're probably in a bit of a rush, go for it. And then I sort of am pottering along in my little hatchback and trying to wake up. And then I notice at the next set of lights, they've pulled up next to me again. I'm like, oh, you didn't race off. Some like in the morning, quite often, very busy, very in a rush, you know. And so we're going through and we're going past the refinery and we go past Norlane Arc and I can't see him. Oh, no, he's behind me.
Yeah.
And then sort of I get to Ford's and he's in front of me because he's made a better decision. He's picked a better lane and didn't have to stop at the lights. And it's right. And then so over Separation Street Bridge, past the mills and then past North Geelong Station. And I'm like, this is like... We're like bros now.
Yes, yes.
We're like, we've all the way from my street.
We've done this together.
All the way into town, essentially, right? Past North Geelong Station, past Rippleside on the left, we're coming up, right? And I'm like.
Oh, you even took the scenic view.
No, we didn't go. Oh, sorry. So past Rippleside on the left and the train's on the right.
Yeah.
And then I always peel off at Mercer and then, you know, the bridge goes up over and heads towards, you know, the Gordon or whatever. And so as I'm peeling off at Mercer, where side by side, lane by lane, and we hadn't really looked at each other. I did look at him a couple of times, but it didn't make eye contact.
Yeah.
But as I'm peeling off, I'm like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do
did
it.
You?
So I just looked across at him and I waved and he looked and he waved as well.
Oh, yes.
So if you were driving a gold Commodore this morning from Lara to town.
I love that.
We should have a beer.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
So footy on Saturday afternoon slash night,
mm-hmm.
slash being the operative word. So it was in the K-Rock corporate box and had a responsible amount of beverages.
Sure.
But went to the toilet not long after I got there.
Okay.
Right? Broke the seal.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Is it an idiot? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
What do you mean?
No, continue.
Idiot.
Mm.
And I knew as soon as I'd done it, I was like, I'm going to be in here every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
For the whole game. I wasn't.
That was the excuse you were peddling. Guys, I'm just going to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes. You know the seal.
That's far too rich for my taste, mate. Anyway, so... Yeah, so ended up going to the tutti quite a few times across the evening. But when I was in there, right, in that part of the ground, I'm sure there are nice toilets everywhere, but in that part of the ground, really nice toilets, right? There are windows that look straight down to, like, where the Cadinia pool area is. Like, that's...
Oh, you know there are two,
yes. You know where the team car park, teams, they all park their car, the players park their car. I was looking for Max Holmes' car. I didn't see it. It's like, maybe he's not playing. No, he played. Anyway, but there are these windows that you can just stand out. So I'm standing there doing my thing.
Yeah.
Just looking down into the car park. Mm. Like, I wonder if they can't see back up into.
Mm.
But I resolved to look when I got back downstairs later.
Okay.
And I didn't do it. I forgot. Yeah. So next time
I was going to say, wow, and you actually remembered.
No. No, I didn't. But what I did do was I walked in and so this is urinal chat, right? Mm. So you're not going to be able to help me much.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hope you're not going to be able to help me much.
Mm-hmm.
But so the way the urinals are set up is like, you know, the standard floor to sort of chest height arrangement.
It's disgusting.
It is, isn't it?
It's foul.
Gross, right?
It's just so...
But there's the step with the grate. Yeah?
It's a whole nother world. Yeah.
Yeah, right? So I walk up to it and I plant my feet firmly on the tiles and unleash from there.
Yeah.
Right? But I look around me and everybody else is up on the grate.
Oh.
So they're much closer to the urinal itself.
Yeah, so they don't pee all over everything.
But they're standing on the pee grate.
No, but maybe it's not a pee grate. I don't know.
Well, it's there because of the pee. It's a urinal. So it
no,
is a pee
I know,
grate.
But...
It is a pee grate.
Okay.
So I'm peeing over the grate, if you will.
Yeah.
Whereas
but then when you finish...
on the grate.
That's the thing.
Well,
it's not about
the
it's,
yeah.
It's when you're finishing, it's like you lose momentum and then pee on everything.
When the flow sort of slows down
and
not just because I'm 44, but because I'm done peeing. So then, yeah, but I never end up standing on the pee grate. So I want to know. What's the procedure? Should I have stood up? Should I have stepped up? What do you do? Do you...
I can't answer this one for you.
Because honestly, I was the only person standing on the tiles.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I doing a long distance thing here? Because if you want to see long distance, watch me. I'll take a few
no,
steps.
No,
I'll go from back
no.
here.
Look, if anyone wants to help, I cannot help you with this. Do all urinals have the same? Is it all pee grade?
No, mate.
Just some do and some don't.
Urinals are like snowflakes, mate. Each one's just that little bit
really?
Different.
Really?
Delicate.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Just so delicate. Disgusting. Okay, so the question is, specifically, if you're peeing at GMHBA Stadium...
No.
Okay.
Urinals with steps, or the grate thing, are you supposed to stand on the grate or not, is my question.
Okay. Wazza from Armstrong Creek, what say you about the pee grate, mate?
Mate, you don't stand on it. You don't want anyone else's business on your boots, do you?
No, absolutely not. Okay, so you'll stand on the tiles with me and then... And pee over the grate.
Not, Not with you, but yeah.
But you all do it together, was I? It's a weird setup, but no, thank you for that.
All right.
No, okay. And what about I like to drop my pants around my ankles while I do it. Wazza, are you a...
That's just too much information. you need to go to a cubicle for that one.
Okay. All right. I'm learning so much.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
All the stuff's been going on. We were shocked last Wednesday when we looked down to Cameron Ling and thought, you look a bit hard today.
Yeah.
You're a bit of a hard ass, I should say. That sounds wrong too. You look fierce.
Yeah.
Scary. Mm. That's because he had a tattoo on show.
Well, he's had this tattoo since just after the 2009 grand final win, mm-hmm. and he doesn't love it, so he didn't update it for when they won in 2011. But it sits essentially underneath where your watch would sit, and that's how he covers it and has done so for years.
Yeah, exactly. And we noticed that a watch wasn't covering it, and we said, what's going on there? And he said, oh, I can't at the moment because I'm getting it removed. And that happened to coincide with the Cats taking on a bit of bad form that week. So we were shocked and we spoke about it on air and other people equally shocked.
Well, it seems to be the kind of thing, if you get a premiership tattoo, any sort of commemorative tattoo really, regardless of how it ends up looking, you generally would hang on to it because of what it means.
Exactly, and that's what we thought, and so did a lot of other people as well.
Yeah, that's right. We got a call from this guy.
Darren from Leopold. Lingy is removing his premiership-winning tattoo. That is not allowed, is it?
Definitely not, Lingy. I'm so disappointed. And not only have you put a moz on the Cats, you've just ruined my birthday, mate.
Oh! Okay, first of all, happy birthday, but this has gone a little bit further than I thought.
Hey, Malia, you need to make an appointment today, get a new tattoo.
Darren
from Leopold had his birthday ruined by the news,
mm-hmm.
but then on Friday, so it was Wednesday, then on Friday, Damo called up and said, here's an idea, guys, instead of Lingy getting rid of the tattoo and putting the moz on the Cats, maybe we can transfer it from Lingy onto someone else.
Yeah.
Get a fresh version of it, mm-hmm. get it tattooed on someone else, and then the magic will pass over.
It will.
And we can avoid this whole unpleasant situation.
Now, you put your hand up and said, I'll get it. Of course you do, because you will do anything for a free tattoo. And I shut that down immediately. Mm. Well, after the show, we got a call from Darren from Leopold again, and he joins us now. Darren, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Tom and Loggy.
Mate, did your birthday improve after hearing that dreadful news, or would you say it was your worst birthday ever?
Oh, I wouldn't say my worst birthday ever. It was a nice day with the fam. We went out for dinner and stuff, but yeah, that morning was pretty terrible.
Yeah,
rough way to start.
That sounded pretty terrible. Yeah. After the show on Friday, you called up Darren with an idea, didn't you?
Yeah, I just thought it's probably appropriate that Lingy hands the tatty over to me for my birthday.
I love it.
Which I think is fabulous.
I love
fabulous.
It so much. Thank you for putting your wrist up to take this job. Would you get it in the same spot on the wrist there?
Yeah, I'm happy to have a discussion about it. Like, my thoughts are under the wrist watch is probably not a good idea because it's just going to wear away or whatever, and that's probably what's happened to Lingy.
You're so right. Yeah.
So you're thinking on your face?
Maybe not my face.
Your body, your rules, mate. You can pop it anywhere. I think the magic will transfer over.
Yeah.
Now, what we're not going to do is whoever the tattoo is, we're going to have to go find a tattooist, but we're not going to get them to do an exact replica in the sense that we won't make it blurry and shit.
No.
Okay?
Thanks for that.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, so are you happy to kind of hang there? We'll lock you in for a tattoo, but we just will... We'll do the finer details off air. We'll try and find a tattoo artist and we'll try and get this happening. If you are still happy with that, Darren, we would love to have your skin.
Yeah, 100% to donate it.
Oh, brilliant. Darren, all right. Thanks, mate. This is beautiful. I really think this is how it was supposed to play out.
Oh, like 100%.
Synergy and just the, yeah, I love it. I love it so much. All right,
it's
so
full circle, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we had birthdays ruined. We had the Moz put on.
Yep.
And this is the only way to fix it, I think. All right, we'll make some calls and then I think we get Darren into the studio and get it done.
Oh, yeah, face to face with Lingy too.
he can feel the pain.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.